we're about to meet a bloke who is trying to attend 365 live sporting events in 365 days. He's a sucker for punishment.
Monday, the ABC celebrates the contributions of the remarkable Australians who've helped shape our nation and are role models for us all. The innovators, the agitators, and the champions of change. Meet your nominees and find out who will become our 2016 Australians of the Year. The 2016 Australian of the Year Awards, Monday night, live on ABC Local Radio and ABC TV.
ABC Local Radio Queensland.
Kieran Beefy Blake has a list. The list is not people who've sniggered at his nickname Beefy, because that would be mean. He's ticked 81 things off his list, and the list is 365 things long. What's on the list? Well, I said it only a few moments ago, so you should have been listening. Beefy wants to become the world's first endurance spectator. Yes, endurance spectator. Sounds like being at a kid's sporting carnivals. Being at 365 live sports in 365 days. Easy, just go to a lot of cricket. No, they have to be different sports. Now, Beefy played professional cricket for Wales, but came to Australia at the behest of the cricket club in Beenleigh in the southeast of Queensland. He doesn't call Queensland home at the moment. Don't worry, he is heading back this way for some of our specific spectator sports. Good evening to you, Beefy.
Good evening, David. Thanks for having me.
And I'm really excited about this. What on earth is an endurance spectator?
Well, basically, it's somebody just, you know, goes and watches a lot of sport, basically. It's as simple as that. But, yeah, we're kind of taking it to the extreme, really.
So it's extreme endurance sport. This gets better and better.
Yeah.
Rightio, are you somebody who has watched a lot of sport in your time?
Yeah, I do tend to go and watch a lot of sport, yeah. And, you know, not just your run-of-the-mill stuff. I'll go and basically watch anything that's, that piques my interest, basically.
Were you somebody who prefers live to sitting back and watching it on the idiot box?
Yeah, I'd like to get out. And that's kind of where this thing was born from, I think, is the fact that, you know, it's not about going to watch the sport, you know, whatever sport it is itself. It's, you know, it's the thrill of what's going on. It's seeing everyone get involved. It's the cultural aspect of sport and, different strokes of different folks, obviously, and people get excited by different things and they buy into different things. And, I can tell you some stories about the things that people, you know, we've just been to what they call Haxey Hood in Lincolnshire in England. They've been playing Haxey Hood for 700 years.
I'm sorry, Haxey Hood is a game. It's not an... I thought Haxey Hood, that must be just down the corner from Hollywood or, you know, Bollywood.
Haxey Hood, the actual hood itself is like a leather cylinder, but it's played in this village. They do it only one day a year, and basically there's four pubs in the village. So what they do, they throw this leather cylinder up in the air, and everyone from each separate pub tries to rock and maul this cylinder to their favourite pub. Now, basically, it's a ruck of people, probably about 150 people, and this thing could go on for 12 hours. It has been known to go on for 12 hours. Like, they start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they've been known to go to 4 a.m. in the morning, but the day we were there, it only lasted 2.5 hours. So, yeah, quite a sight to behold.
I mean, that sounds a little bit violent. If you're in a throng, if you're in a scrum, and these are people trying to get to pubs, well, they might have had a beverage or three.
Yeah, it's the biggest day of their year in this village. It's bigger than Christmas, we were told. So,
And did you take part, or did you watch? Were you a spectator?
I did join in for a little bit of time. Yes,
does that break the rule? Does that spectator?
I was trying to throw my weight in to try and give it a bit of momentum. So you are actually encouraged to join in. So,
that's the best sort of spectator sport right there.
Oh, of course.
We've all had that dream, haven't we, going along to whether it's the cricket or the soccer or the netball. Say, like, well, gee, what if they need someone? I'm right here if you need.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And you can do it. Haxey Hood.
Haxey Hood, yes.
Right. Is there a winner? Alcohol sales the winner on that night?
Most definitely. But obviously the winner, they have bragging rights in the village for the whole year, basically. Whichever pub it ends up at, they're the people that, like I said, bragging rights are very important in these things.
Okay, so that is one of the sports that you have been to thus far. When you first started out thinking about it, what prompted it? Why to go to this level, I suppose, what has enabled you to go to this point?
I'll be honest with you. I kind of thought of this probably, no joke, about 15, 16 years ago, and it was one of these things where you're having a few drinks with your mates in the pub on a Saturday night, you're thinking about, I wonder how many sports are around, I wonder how many sports you could get to. You have four or five pints, you probably have four or five more, and all of a sudden, the wheels in the cogs in your brain start going round. And I genuinely only told about 10 people over the space of about 12, 13 years, just in case somebody else went and did it. And then about 3 years ago, I decided I would start focusing a lot of efforts into the research and putting something in place. And because, I'll be honest with you, if I didn't do it, or if I didn't, pluck up the courage to get this done, then I'd probably regret it, because it's such a fantastic idea and so different, and there is the challenge aspect to it. But like I said, there's also the cultural side of things as well. And just being able to show people, especially things like Haxie Hood, show people these things that you've never, ever heard of. And, they're spectacular.
It hasn't made the commercial television viewing yet.
No,
but
actually, funnily enough, we've got a story about the Haxie Hood, which is, it makes it even stranger how technology's changed. We left them after about 2 hours. We kind of left them to it to go back to the pub. We had to go somewhere else. We got back to the pub where we first started. They were actually streaming it live on the internet into the pubs. So this rock and roll that was happening was actually being shown live in the pubs via people with cameras. Literally following them, right? So that's genuinely true. So things are changing, and bringing technology to sports that are 700 years old.
Keep an eye on the sporting channel near you. You maybe have to pay for it on some variety, but you might get this or many others. Okay, we'll get onto the rules of this in a moment, because I want to find out a little bit more about it. But before we do that, yourself, tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your background? Where are you from? And what's your sporting pedigree?
I'm from Wales. Born and bred. I've got a background in cricket. I did play for Wales as I was, in my fledgling career.
Yeah.
And I came out to Brisbane in 95, and we struck a deal with Bean Lee, who sponsored me to come out and play.
So you have been a professional cricketer?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've been a professional. Probably I signed with Glamorgan when I was 18, that was my first contract. Unfortunately, most of my contracts have ended with injuries in some in some form. But I went back and played. I went back to the UK in 2004 and played a bit of county cricket as well. So even at the age of 30, I went back and was able to still turn my arm over. And
wow. I was gonna ask you that, because with the greatest of respect, somebody who calls himself Beefy. Is there any both of them in you?
Well, I was a genuine all-rounder, so it kind of suited the persona, basically. But I do a mean burger.
Righty-o. Okay. So a little bit of that as well. So this is somebody. I mean, you are somebody who has effectively not only talked the talk but walked the walk when it comes to being on the sporting field.
Yeah.
And then just continued to like watching it. When you started coming up with the idea, when you started formulating it, thinking, I really need to do this, are there rules?
Well, there are a few slight rules. One, it's got to be a contest. So you can't go and watch a training session. You need to go and watch people play. There doesn't necessarily have to be a result, because obviously we went to the Tour Down Under cycling today. Now, that's obviously a 6 or 7 day event. So we saw one stage of, or saw part of a stage of cycling. We went to the first day of the test series in Australia and New Zealand up in the Gabba.
And that counts. I don't think anyone would sit back and say, that doesn't count as having watched cricket if you're only there for a whole day.
So So yeah, so basically, no, we make sure we go and experience it, you know, as it is. And there's nothing manufactured or anything like that. These are genuine events and these are genuine sports. In fact, I'll be honest with you, when I started putting the schedule together, I was aiming for the elite of each sport. I wanted to show the sports in, you know, the best of their, you know, the best of their ability and the top of their game, so to speak. So, where we've been to World Championships, we are going to Rio for the Olympics. So, yeah, and but you know, along the way, you know, we were just in Atlanta on the weekend. We went to see the National Indoor Lacrosse League in over there. So, you know, but it's still the elite of their sport. So we're not messing around. We're not going to see, you know, East thirds versus West, you know, in the local rugby union, you know, up in Brisbane. It is the top of the best we can get, basically.
It is the best of the best in any particular field. Now, when you did start planning this, is the rule that you have to have seen the 365 days, 365 sports within the 365 days?
Yeah, we started October 24 in last year. We went to the Speedway at Etihad Stadium, and we will finish on October 22nd with the World Crazy Golf Championship in Hastings in England. So it is a genuine 365 different sports in the space of 365 days.
How many countries?
49
countries.
Yeah.
And I take it by this that it's not consecutive days of consecutive sport, that there are times when you might have to watch a couple.
Yeah, there's a few travel days, definitely. And, you know, we face the issue with 80% of sport gets played on weekends.
Mm.
So, yeah, there is a bit of chopping and changing. But we're going to basically see three sets of Olympics in the year. So, obviously, we've got the Rio Olympic Games. We've got the Winter Youth Olympic Games in Norway next month. And wait for it. We are going to the Eskimo Olympics in Greenland.
Oh, and if you didn't know such a thing existed, well, you're like the rest of us.
You do.
So is it still, can I ask without being inappropriate here, the Eskimo Olympics or is it the Inuit Olympics?
It's actually the Winter Arctic Games, but they actually know it as the Eskimo Olympics,
The Winter Arctic Games.
Actually, I've got to tell you a story because this is one of the weirdest. They've got two really, really weird sports. The one is called Snow Snake, and it's not what you think about eating yellow snow. It's basically a javelin that they throw along the ice. So, that's Snow Snake. But one of the strangest sports, and this is the one I like telling people about, is called Airplane. Now, you basically lie on the floor face down like a crucifix. You put your arms out wide and your legs, and then four big Eskimos come out, and they will pick you up by the wrists and by the ankles. So they lift you up, and then they will walk you as far as your body can take. So you've got to keep your body tight and taut.
Oh.
So when your body goes floppy, that's the end of your go. So the quantity or the quantitative nature of the sport is the fact that how far you can get along the floor.
Well, the qualitative nature is he floppy yet?
Yeah, that's right. So that's Airplane for you. So that's another one that's on pay-per-view.
Oh, I tell you what, that sounds, to be honest with you, it sounds like one of the torture techniques you might come across in some detention centres. Anyway, Snow Snake and Airplane.
Airplane.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, dearie me. Our guest is Kieran Blake. He is attempting something that we don't believe has been done before. He certainly doesn't. To view 365 elite sports. Let's not beat around the bush here. 365 sports at the top of their game in 365 days. It sometimes requires seeing more than one sport a day because obviously you need to travel to get to the 49 countries that he's getting to. If you'd like to see any of his adventures, you can follow him on social media. It is at 365, the numbers, at 365 Days of Sport on Twitter. Quite a few photos and updates there. You're pretty comprehensive with your updates as well, I might add.
Well, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, and like I say, I genuinely see it as a community service because there are sports out there people have never heard of and just the whole atmosphere and just the whole thing. So, yeah, we do. We're Facebook updates every day and Twitter and Instagram's a really good thing because I do take photos of everything that I see. or so. And then obviously the main thing is that we put together a show about every sport that we see. So it can be 3 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, but we like to put these shows together just to show the highlights of what we've seen. We talk to the locals, you know, and we try our best to kind of put these sports in the best light and just educate a few people about what's out there. And obviously the number one thing, obviously I've been a sportsman, is to encourage people to participate. You never know what's going to tickle people's fancy and they think, oh, I might have a go at that. Didn't know it was there. So yeah, it's those things that every 4 years, you know, the Olympics comes around and everyone is all of a sudden they're an expert in diving and, yes, you know, table tennis, which they haven't seen for 4 years, but yeah.
Now, obviously, the question that I've thus far failed to ask you is about the money, because you're traveling to 49 countries. That sounds like a holiday that's pretty adventurous and pretty costly. What's the plan for all of it?
Yeah, we do. We're reliant on sponsors and crowdfunding and everything else. So, we're always on the lookout for new sponsors and people want to get involved. And like I said, we do a show every day that goes out to a lot of people and gets syndicated into Europe. So, yeah, you know, jump on the website, jump on our Facebook, and contact us if anyone's willing to help us out and get there. Then we're more than happy to oblige.
Obviously, we here in the ABC are commercially indifferent to many things. Yeah. But if you did want to jump onto the website again, same as the Twitter handle www.365daysofsport.com, you can make your own mind up based on what you are seeing. Okay, are you coming to Queensland?
Yeah, we're up in Cairns in April. It's the World Mountain Bike Championship up in Cairns.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the downhill version.
That's April. A crazy sport.
Oh, unbelievable. The things that, and the
controlled falling
build,
is just insane.
Yeah, and the courses they build for these guys now are just on the edge as well. So you've just got to be off your mind to do these things. So, yeah, and then I think we're going to see the Cowboys the next day. I think they're
magic.
Saturday. Yeah, so that's I think that's probably, we were up in Brisbane for, well, we went to the cricket, and then we also in Brisbane held the World Salsa Championships as well. So we were up in Brizzy for that.
Wow. So he's already been, are you getting recognised? Is anyone starting to be the highlight of what's there?
Funnily enough, literally this afternoon, I did a segment. We did Channel 9 did cover do some stuff this morning. We were in Adelaide, obviously, and I just went to the supermarket, and somebody said, "I saw you on TV this morning." And that's the first time and only time that I think anyone recognises me. That's for sure.
Kieran Beefy Blake. He is a celebrity as much as those sports he goes to. Remind us quickly, how many have you done so far?
81, I think, is we're up to now. It's day 91 today. We've got a little bit behind. There's been a couple of...
But that's, is it according to schedule? Like, are you going...
Yeah, we're okay. So tomorrow we're at the Mount Compass. It's the Compass Cup cow races. So that's tomorrow. And then Sunday we're at Port Lincoln in South Australia for the World Tuna Tossing Championship.
The Tuna Tossing Championship, I can say from personal experience, is an eye-opener, particularly if you get a tuna in it. But it is an amazing experience. And because those tuna are very, very heavy, and these are some, I mean, it sounds silly, but these are some elite sportsmen. In fact, one of Australia's former weightlifting gold medalists has taken part in that in the past.
Yeah.
So it is an impressive sport. I hope you enjoy it as much as those who go quite regularly, the Mount Compass cow races.
Yes.
Right. I know of Mount Compass. I hadn't heard of the cow races.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the others that have been a highlight thus far?
I'll be honest with you. On my bucket list was always the darts World Championship.
Yes.
We went to one night of the darts. Just after Christmas, and it was just a phenomenal night. But what has been a standout for me, we went to the quarterfinals of the World Handball Championships in Denmark, and it was Denmark were taking on Sweden, and there was 15,000 in the crowd, and probably only about 50 Swedes. So the Danes absolutely gave it to the Swedes. So even when the Swedish team came out on the floor, place rang with boos, and then every time the Swedes got the ball, they booed again. But it was like going to an English, like a Premier League game.
Yeah.
Singing and chanting. It was phenomenal. It really was. The atmosphere was fantastic. And it just, they were non-stop for a good hour. And it was, yeah, no, it was a, that was a real eye-opener. And yeah, I was very, very kind of pleased and happy to be there. It was phenomenal.
There's a lot of passion in some of those countries in Scandinavia. I remember hearing some of the Swedish friends I met telling me, why do all the trees in Norway, why do all the trees in Sweden lean left? And they said, because Norway sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a bit of competitive nature there. Yeah, now, that's the handball is huge, and obviously, particularly Australians, we don't tend to get involved as much. We have a team, of course, but when it comes to the Olympics, we often watch on a little almost bemusedly at the handball competition. It isn't a traditional Australian sport. But there are some other non-traditional ones, I understand. Pole dancing? Was that a sport, or was that just a day off for you?
No, I wish. No, it was the Australian Doubles Championship.
There are doubles.
Yeah, they did it in pairs. Sometimes on the same pole, sometimes on separate poles, but it was kind of synchronized. And
okay.
Yeah, the girl showed a lot of strength. Quite surprised.
It is. I mean, yeah, again, all jokes aside, obviously, it is such an incredible core strength. I know that's why it's a growing phenomenon around the world when it comes to strength and conditioning for people. Yeah. Definitely one way to get fit. Something also about, was it artistic bike riding or?
Oh, wow. They kind of niche it as indoor cycling. Now, there's two aspects of indoor cycling. One is the, what they call cycle ball, which is kind of like soccer or kind of handball, I guess, on bikes. So they play 2 versus 2 and they have to kick the ball with the bike. Now, that's quite phenomenal. But the other aspect of indoor cycling is artistic cycling. Now, this is basically ballet or figure skating, I suppose, on bikes. Now, it's absolutely phenomenal what these girls and blokes can do on bikes. They stand on the seat, they stand on the handlebars and ride, and well, I was going to say ride around, but it's all balancing. But then they do a doubles aspect where they will ride the bike and the in pairs, and one of the girls will be standing on the other one's shoulders, and they'll be sitting on the handlebars, riding around, or doing whatever. It's absolutely phenomenal.
My producer, the wonderful Anne, did say to me this afternoon that she has to stop her bike to get the drink bottle out of the holder. Little bit different to the amazing efforts.
But if anyone gets a chance to look at artistic cycling, go and have a look at the show we put together on artistic cycling, and some of the sites you'll see, and it just beggars belief. It was amazing. It genuinely was amazing to see. And the passion of cycleball. We went to this the World Championships in Malaysia, and the Swiss cycleball team actually brought 100 fans to Malaysia to watch them play. They actually lost in the final, yeah.
Huh. Goodness me. It is an absolute adventure. Are there any of these sports that you yourself have gone away thinking, you know what, I reckon I could take part in this, blow the traditional cricket.
As an ex-sportsman, I'm still that 18-year-old trapped in the 41-year-old's body. So I think I can do everything. But just as a side to that, we actually competed in the Irish Christmas tree throwing championships just in the new year.
Of course you did.
Rob, who we do, I'm on the trip with, he's actually New Zealand's number one ranked Christmas tree thrower right now.
And the other person who's on the rankings, they must be disappointed.
Oh, no doubt.
It sounds like an absolute hoot. Obviously, as with any travel, it must get a little bit grueling at times.
Yeah, we've already done, funnily enough, just since October, we just ticked over 60 flights already. So it's been fairly phenomenal that. We've missed one, but it kind of worked in our favour. We missed one and it was... It was the first one of a chain of flights in the States back to Australia, and the very kind people at American Airlines actually rerouted us for the better. So we did okay, in fact. But you know, there's been a few close shaves where we've kind of messed the timings up and don't realise quite how far it is to back to the airport sometimes. But
you went up to them and said, "Look, don't you know who I am?"
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you don't, you should and you will soon.
Yeah.
Kieran Blake, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. I wish you all the very best for your remaining time in Australia for these particular sporting events and, of course, for the rest of the year. Look, I mean, I'd love to catch up and to find out how you went later on. And if you chat to us again, I'd love to speak to you.
Yeah, anytime you want to give me a bell, any stage, you can do a Where's Beefy segment and you can ring me up and just say, what can you see in front of you? And I can describe exactly what I'm watching.
It will be radio gold. Kieran Beefy Blake, an absolute honour to speak to you. Thank you so much for your time tonight.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
That is Kieran Beefy Blake, as I said. If you like to follow his 365 days of sport, endurance fandom, effectively, watching sport as an endurance spectator, well, you can go to the website www.365daysofsport.com. Follow along at Twitter and Instagram, both at the handles of 365 Days of Sport, social media, Facebook as well. Keep an eye out for it. As he said, some of the sports are a little bit more traditional as we'd know them. Obviously, things like Tour Down Under, cricket test match, netball in there, but some of them are a little bit more creative. The snow snake sounds like a lot of fun. The airplane sounds like a torture device. The artistic cycling, the world doubles pole dancing. It's just incredible, and he will be also in Rio later in the year. I think it sounds like a lot of fun.